This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver is getting two more safe parking sites which serve people experiencing homelessness with places to park and case management services. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports on how the Safe Outdoor program is expanding.
Safe Outdoor sites began as a pandemic pilot program, but after signs of success, City Council voted to make the program permanent. Now, with an added $600,000, the program will grow from 2 to 4 safe parking sites. The sites are meant to serve people who struggle to get into typical shelters and housing, which might be inaccessible to people with disabilities or banned pets. The two new sites will open in the next year. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The state's Venture Capital Authority and Office of Economic Development are launching a $17 million fund to invest in small defense and aerospace companies. CPR's Dan Boy says it's one of the VCA's largest investments yet.
The state is partnering with Colorado One for the fund. Colorado One is a Colorado Springs-based investment firm made up of current and former executives of the O'Neill Group, a prominent local real estate company. The funds will go to Colorado companies with fewer than 10 employees that focus on national defense and developing new technology. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Trinidad earlier this week, two earthquakes hit 5 minutes apart. This was on Monday. The second was magnitude 4.3, which makes it the strongest earthquake the state has seen this year. That part of Colorado near the New Mexico state line is where 90% of the state's earthquakes have happened this year. This is CPR News.